With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Shortly after the House passed the measure to get Uncle Sam going again, President Trump made it clear who was to blame.
Over the past 7 weeks, the Democrats shut down has inflicted massive harm. They caused 20,000 flights to be canceled or delayed.
Needless to say, the president has nothing good to say about the Democrats.
People were hurt so badly. Nobody's ever seen anything like this one. This was a no-brainer. This was an easy extension. But they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. They look very bad, the Democrats do.
The House vote to undo the matter was 222 to 209. United Nations remaining concerned about Tehran's unverified uranium stockpile. Here's Charles de la Desma.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has not been able to verify the status of Iran's near-weapons-grade uranium stockpile since Israel struck the country's nuclear sites during a 12-day war in June, according to a confidential report by the UN watchdog. The IAEA says the status of this material needs urgently to be addressed. That stockpile could allow Iran to build as many as 10 nuclear bombs should it decide to weaponize its program. The confidential report also adds that Iran has still not granted the IAEA access to sites affected by the war. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump urging Israel to pardon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It's in a corruption case. He calls it a political unjustified prosecution. Asian shares mostly higher after U.S. stocks settled near their records. U.S. futures were higher while oil prices fell. Japan's Nikkei and Shanghai Composite were up slightly. This is SRN News. Home churches or house churches in China facing a number of challenges in holding on to their faith, and the members also are finding it difficult.
Its pastors were taking on new roles as matchmakers. Christianity Today reports Bible teachers in China give talks and share resources about the biblical view of marriage. House churches are banding together to help single Christians meet, but groups try to have fewer than 50 people as a shelter from the state's surveillance. In the process, some singles are also learning to trust God and find contentment should his call be to the single life. George Williams reporting.
National Religious Broadcasters announcing a Veterans Ministry Initiative, a Christian outreach network dedicated to bridging the gap between veterans and the church. Initiative connects churches to a network of trusted partners with proven models to build strong, Christ-centered veterans programs. This is SRN News. MSNBC about to become MS Now.
It's all part of the corporate divorce from NBC News. NBC Universal's parent company, Comcast, spun most of its cable networks off into a new company, primarily because cable networks are not seen right now as desirable in the new media world. Now the once powerful MSNBC finds itself embracing the ethos of a startup. The network's lineup remains the same, but it has built a new studio and hired a new reporting staff. Bob Agner reporting.
Anthropic announcing a $50 billion investment that in computing infrastructure. It includes new data centers in Texas and New York. Tech advocacy group Public Citizen has demanded that OpenAI withdraw Sora 2, citing safety concerns as well as threats to democracy from the AI video generator. More details at srnnews.com.